Have you managed to get in a gym session, or have you done some laps in the pool at least? Well, there is an interesting idea doing the rounds. Australia's peak body for the exercise and active health sector is lobbying the federal government to let workers claim their gym membership on tax. Oz Active says with all of us working and living longer, we should be encouraged to take up exercise, and it's arguing that it would also ease the tax burden by cutting the $27 billion spent on the health system treating chronic diseases from people not being active as they should be in the first place. So would you welcome being able to claim your workout on your tax? 131873. Barry Elvish is the CEO of Oz Active, leading this drive, and he joins me now. Barry, welcome to Money News.
Good evening, Deb, and good evening to your listeners.
Well, I did a Pilates class this morning, so I'm on the right track here. But what are you calling for when it comes to exercise?
Well, look, the biggest expenditure items for the government basically are health, aged care, education and defence. If we can get more Australians exercising, it's going to make a significant impact on the health and aged care budgets. We encourage Australians to invest in superannuation, look after their own retirement. We think the government should be encouraging Australians to invest in their own health, to keep them out of the health system. The health system at the moment is unsustainable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you point out the $27 billion on chronic diseases, and that's, you know, one of the issues, I suppose, that would be dealt with if more people were leading an active lifestyle.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it also means if people are leading, particularly my age, the older age group, you know, if we get into exercise, it makes falls less often, keeps us out of hospital, keeps the death rate lower. I was reading some research the other day, Deb, which said that in Australia, the average age when we die is 83. The average healthy life is 70. So we have 13 years of our life, which is basically in deterioration. We can do something about that by encouraging Australians to exercise more and get them out of the health system.
And we know the cost of living crunch is hitting so many people. How much does the average gym membership cost? Because it can add up, can't it?
It can. It varies whether you're going to a 24/7 franchise gym or a boutique, but I pay, I pay $80 a month for my gym, and it's money well and freely invested.
Mm. And how much, though, would being able to claim on exercise cost government coffers?
Well, theoretically, it's really not cost. It'll be a reduction in tax because we're giving out tax deductions. But that is more than offset on multiple times, multiple amounts, by money not being spent on the health budget and aged care budget by keeping people healthier and keeping them out of the health system in the first place. The health system in Australia is actually a sick care, not a health care system. We use it when we are sick. If we keep people healthier, we keep them out of that system.
And I know you were also behind the Fit for Office program where you put 28 MPs and their staff through their paces. I think they battled it out for a month to burn more than 2 million calories. How did they go?
They did really, really well. It's the biggest of its type in the world. We'll be running a second one this time round in September this year. But as you say, 28 politicians, bipartisan. We had Labor, Liberal, Greens, Independents, males, females, whatever. It was won by Andrew Lee, and Angus Taylor came second. So it was really a bipartisan exercise.
Well, I guess if you've got the pollies there talking about exercise, although people like Andrew Lee and I know Angus Taylor, they're hardcore exercisers before getting into politics, they might have had an unfair advantage there.
They did. We try and use the technology we have to try and offset that to some degree. But yes, they do have a distinct advantage. There's no question about that. But they're also very good examples of why people should stay fit and healthy. Being a politician, whether you like them or loathe them, it's a very high-pressure, high-demanding job. And their ability to function at a high level, I think, actually needs to have a high level of fitness, both mentally and physically.
Yeah. So what do you think your chances are of getting this idea up with the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers? He likes to run marathons, mind you, so he might be on board. But what do you think your chances are?
Deb, every politician we talk to across the houses support this idea. It's just that you're getting past the bean counters at Treasury sometimes, getting to understand the longer-term picture here. This is not going to save the country money tomorrow or next week, but it will certainly save the country huge amounts of money within a generation.
All right. Good on you, Barry. It's an interesting idea. Thanks for raising it.
Thanks, Deb.
Barry Elvish there from Oz Active as the lobbying begins for the federal budget.